Welcome to another episode of the Beyond Business podcast. Today we have with us Mrs. Emmy Grace, a young entrepreneur and founder of Odella. She worked in IT for 7 years and later found her garment business, Odella. She designs and dedicates her time to the product she creates. She also actively participates in sharing the gospel with young adults and engages in building a care center for children with disabilities. Welcome to the Beyond Business podcast. It's a joy to have you here, Emmy. Can you share a bit about yourself?
Sure, thank you. So myself, Emmy, so I have completed my commerce and I've started a business called Odella, where we do gospel t-shirts for children and to adults in the context of spreading hope and comfort through clothing line. We basically do t-shirts with just words like answered prayer or promise keeper, and which carries a verse along with it. And so it makes an impact when we gift to other people.
Interesting. So why the name Odella?
So Odella means praise God in Greek. And in everything, when from the time I was been really small, I've always learned this from my parents also, that give glory to God in everything that you do. So I wanted to relate something to it. So I was trying to find some word closer to it. And this was the word that I was able to come up with.
How do you incorporate or integrate God in your business?
Okay, about God, for me, it's basically everybody who gets a gift, that gift should add value to it. So when I wanted to share something, when I want to go visit a family who has given birth to a child, or if there's a birthday party for a child, I wanted to share about God also in my gift. So this answered, for example, if you take the t-shirt answered prayer that we made for incense, most of the parents, they go through a lot of ups and downs in the times of pregnancies or while during birth. So for them, it adds more value. And even when I gifted to one person, they were so happy. They came back to tell me that this is really, and the whole, whenever we put it on the child and we remember that she is an answered prayer for us. So for me, in every way possible, I wanted people to remember that it's God and not them in their life. So the whole concept of Odella was also to give comfort and hope in via clothing.
Oh, wow. That's interesting, Emmy. Thank you. And can you maybe share some creative tips for your listeners? You know, being a woman, you know, starting your own business, being a very young entrepreneur, can you share some creative tips or how you began this process of starting your own business?
Sure. So basically, I've always wanted to come into the line of business because we can do a lot more impact in that field. And I always say that whatever it is, anything that you want to start, anything that you're interested in, make sure we put a lot of effort in the strategies and plans, and also to find the niche line of product or service or anything, so that it impacts people. And being a woman, and I've always had the support system, and also believe that nothing is impossible with God by our side. So that's how I started this Odella, with so much of prep and planning, seeing what is not available and figuring out how we can do things, like even in packaging, to make it more special and more customized, so customers can experience the joy in whatever we are giving them.
So when you, you know, I think it was in the previous conversation that we had, you were talking about how you were in sales. And how did you move from going to sales into your business? Why the sudden change?
I think the sales is the point that motivated me to start my own business, because I worked in corporate for 4 years in sales and also in marketing, which gave me a wider perspective and idea of how the whole business world operates. And when I I don't consider it as a change, because even here I have to do I have to sell the products, like I have to sell the concept and things like that. So that gave me when I was working for someone, that gave me a thought like, why don't I start my own and do it passionately rather than doing for somebody else? So that's the change in coming from sales to handling everything on my own as a business.
That's wonderful. Being a young entrepreneur, what are some of the skills that you require to, let's say, start a business? For example, someone I know has a hobby and they do not have, the required resources, or maybe they do not have the push to, you know, start a business because they really want to turn it into a business. And you, being a young entrepreneur, how did you, turn your hobby, or maybe how did you turn this creative skill that you have into a business? What are some of the skills that you have? Maybe if you can share that with our listeners, they would probably, find it helpful for them to maybe start something that they've always wanted to begin.
The first thing that I always tell others also is that I've learned from my sales journey is that whatever we need to start as a business, or it majorly comes to the point of selling. So when it comes to the point of selling, unless we believe in that product or a service, we will not be able to sell it. So it can be a small hobby or a passion, whatever that is, they need to start believing and acknowledging that is something that will work wonders. So unless we believe in, it's the same thing, like it's important that we need to believe so that we'll be able to start and move forward. And the second thing that needs is that meticulous planning. We need to write down everything, budget, the amount of networking that's going to take place, the amount of people that we're going to talk to and get references from, or however, it can start even within the family and it can go up the ladder. So I think everything have to be written down, meticulously planned, strategically worked out, so that because it's not going to be easy, it's going to be difficult to start, but the consistency of doing everything will bear results.
Yes, very true. Emmy, consistency, meticulous planning, keeping your budget in mind, all of these are very important if you're going to start a business. Thank you for sharing that. You recently attended Beyond Business Conference last year. And can you share about your journey at the conference and maybe share one or two takeaways from it and your experience as well?
So for me, I had put up a stall as well. So most of the time I was there. But the interactions that I had with people and the network that was built, I thoroughly enjoyed the experience because Business as Missions has always been my family's concept as well. So coming there and getting to know people, so many people doing it in the same mindset, getting connected with them, the journey was amazing. I've enjoyed every day there and getting connected with people. The most important thing that I really loved and I took it as a takeaway is that the integrity of work that everybody had and they carried in spite of the world that we live in, and especially in businesses, there are so many hurdles that come in way, but the integrity matters and God honors it. So even in business, that's my major takeaway from the conference, is that I'll have to be, whatever be the process or the system in place, integrity cannot be negotiable. It's like non-negotiable.
We like to end our talks with something the Lord has been speaking to you, maybe through a memory verse or a story. Is there something that you would like to share so that we, our listeners can get some encouragement from this?
Sure, definitely. And for me, it's basically from the time from 10th standard and above, I've been volunteering with a lot of organizations and helping with children, which has been my passion, hobby, and love to do, where I can mentor kids in getting to know the Lord and how to walk purposefully in their life. So that has been my favorite thing to do. Every year I make sure that I set aside time to conduct VBSs or be part of Sunday school. So that was that's a motivation that I've got from Lord when I used to pray about it. And my verse that motivates me to do that is, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So, and that's something that I always feel like, whatever God has given to us in the community is a gift from above, and it has to be mentored and taken care of and given time to. So that's, children are the next generation. So I love spending time with them and mentoring them in the Lord.
That's amazing, Emmy. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for talking about your business. I hope we would see you in our next conference. And we're excited to see what the Lord has in store for you and for your business as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You have a wonderful and a blessed week ahead. Thank you, Emmy.
Thank you. You too.